This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, before we get started here, we are hooked up to Comrex. We're broadcasting live out of Tennessee. I'll be preaching tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday in Maryville, Tennessee. If you like details, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Also wanted to let you know we broadcasted live yesterday from Nashville, Tennessee, and it's interesting, friends, we've already hired an attorney, and we have put Facebook on notice. And we're noticing that now because of suppression and censorship of our information. We're starting to notice this now on our YouTube. We're just doing a test on YouTube right now. We're broadcasting live on Before's News. By the way, thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. And we're also broadcasting on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our numbers are beginning to rise, and we noticed that after yesterday's broadcast, we came back today, and they were cut in half, the viewership. So in saying that, friends, do understand the severity of what's taking place in your country. Not only are they trying to disarm you, America, but they're also trying to censor free speech every step of the way. And we need to awake to the works and the systematic works of the enemy, friends, because they're methodically attacking us at every given corner, and we must stand and rise to the level of expectation and stand up and be counted, friends, when it comes to the fight that we are in. So it looks like we're going to be going to take it to YouTube here pretty soon. If they don't get off the censorship and the suppression of our information. By the way, if you want to go online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a reason they're suppressing and censoring our information, friends, because it's the truth. They don't attack those that don't tell you the truth. They are okay because they're controlled opposition. And also keep in mind when you go to Romans 12:10, friends, the accuser of the brethren always accuses the righteous of what he's guilty of, and it's exactly what we're seeing today. Who's the creator of fake news outside of the CIA-controlled media who's been controlling through Operation Mockingbird for decades in this country, friends? We need to awake as to who the players are in the system of suppression and censorship in this country. To counter that, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Go to my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, they've been suppressing over their shadow banning for a long time over at Twitter. Again, with that said, friends, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. And if you want to check out YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, we are set up on Comrex right now, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Read 2 Peter 3:18 when you get a moment. Now, yesterday, we were doing a show, friends, And we were basically talking about the hirelings in the pulpit and how they're causing the church to submit to the wolves. As a matter of fact, they're not teaching them just to submit to the wolves. They're opening the doors to the wolves so that the sheep might be devoured. Now, with that said, someone on YouTube came over on a live chat, and this is what they wrote. Just listen carefully before you say, yeah, I agree with that. He said, over 4,000 denominations of Christianity, and no one can agree on Jesus' words. Division and disunity is what is created by modern Christianity. No substance, no truth based on the Bible, just more info and another opinion to confuse the masses. Just another person with a desire to be seen and heard and to have his own radio show, dime a dozen. Well, first of all, brother from another mother, before you strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, do remember that I didn't apply for this job. I'm just responding to the call. For many are called, but few are chosen. Who are the chosen? Those that respond to the call, number one. Number two, the division comes through denomination because people refuse to obey the Christ. So what I said in response, and this is what we're going to be talking about, friends, I said in response, and in your confusion, you fail to highlight that this is all a lack of Christianity. I said, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus did. We are called to follow him and him alone, the one Christ, and not man's fallen misinterpretation of Scripture, which causes unwarranted division. I said, think before posting next time. And by doing yourself a favor, that's what I would do if I was him. Now, friends, when we go to Ephesians 4, I'm doing live radio. We're broadcasting live out of Tennessee today, 20 hours later, drive time. And as I'm going over to Ephesians 4, the first thing I'm thinking about is unity. Because the Bible tells us that we are to endeavor in keeping the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. It's like politics, friends. No matter how many times I tell people that we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, I go back and listen to the people that I was talking to, and guess what they're talking about? The two-party system that's only created to divide and conquer. America, you need to listen to the instructions. For you to refuse instruction shows the world how foolish you really are. In politics, we're a constitutional republic. There is not over 101 party affiliations that are constitutional. Only one. We're ruled by law. And so it is with the church. When this guy comes in and says there's over 4,000 denominations, well, let me tell you something. There's over 4,000 denominations that have failed to follow the Christ. And instead, what have they have done? They have followed man in divisive rhetoric, friends, only to divide so the enemy can conquer. Ephesians 4:1 says this, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Then he said in verse 4, there is one body. There is one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your Lord and your calling. Verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So I have a question. Is it a lack of Christianity that devises new denominations, friends? Why, yes, it is. It's not the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ continuously warns us over and over and over again as to watch out for the cunnings of men, the divisiveness of men, the wickedness of men. Nor are we called or directed by the Spirit to follow man. We are called and directed by the Spirit to follow Christ in him alone. John 14:6. Folks, it says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus.
The Army once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Tennessee. We have an event tonight. We'll be preaching for 3 hours in Maryville, Tennessee. And we're going to be preaching for 3 hours tomorrow on Friday and 3 hours on Saturday. And then 20 hours back home. And then a couple days later, we will be in Montana doing an event out there with some of our friends as well. So, friends, again, if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about an email. A live chat response that I got yesterday after yesterday's show when we were broadcasting in Nashville. He said there's over 4,000 denominations of Christianity and no one can agree on Jesus' words. Hogwash. Divisions and disunity is what is created by modern Christianity. No substance. No truth based on the Bible. Just more information and another opinion to confuse the masses. Well, here, let me tell you something, friends. And I've said it since day one over the last 20 years. I'm not on radio to tell you or to give you my opinion. If you want my opinion, you can call and get it. 1-866-582-9933. It's my job to give you the answers from the Word of God and the Constitution. And again, if people would get back to the Word of God and the Constitution, we wouldn't be as divisive or divided as we are today. If we take heed to the Word of God and throw off man, we would be in a really good place today, the way that our forefathers established. But because we failed to do that, I get to receive emails from people that don't pay attention to the details, and they just go ahead and strain at the net and swallow the camel like this individual did. I said back to this individual, and in your confusion, you fail to highlight that all of what you said is a lack of Christianity. I said, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. We are called to follow him, John 14:6, the one Christ, and not man's fallen misinterpretation of Scripture, what causes unwarranted division. And I said, don't think before posting next time. And, of course, he didn't say anything back. Now, I want you to listen to this before we get to unifying the people under God will expose and drive out the enemies within if we stick to the Word. This is what it says in 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgments. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, this is Paul saying this, that every one of you saith, I'm of Paul, and I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and I'm of Christ. I'm of John Wesley, I'm a Methodist, I'm of Martin Luther, I'm a Lutheran. The list goes on. Do you see how this begins, friends? Paul rebukes this mentality, and he says in verse 13, 1 Corinthians 10, he says, is Christ divided? He said, was I crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? He said, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. Okay? So he's setting the record straight right there that there be no divisions and that you understand I'm not the one that was the propitiation of the sins of mankind. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was. And furthermore, when you go to Ephesians 14, it tells us that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. When people say to me, Bradley, well, what denomination are you a part of? I say, non-denominational. I'm sticking to the plan here. I'm sticking to following the Christ. And Jesus is the one that said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He's also the one that said that few be there that find it. So instead of trying to find or excuse myself out of salvation, I want to find the reasons, and I want to continuously press into the kingdom of God until I receive the promise from Christ that he promised to his church, so that I might know that I am a part of the body and that the Spirit of God bears witness to me. Do you understand? And Scripture tells us this over and over again. Okay? Now, friends, what I want to do is I want you to listen to this carefully because I want to dispel all this mess. You unify the people in this country. We hear it all the time, God bless America, right? Unifying the people under God. Well, I want to tell you this, America. God has blessed America. Now bless God and obey him. But unifying the people under God will expose and drive out the enemies within. Okay? Because this is the objective. It's not to just sit here and rant about this kid that didn't take the time to understand what he was talking about. No, let's go beyond that. Let's go beyond the elementary principles of those that want to be divisive. Because obviously this young man didn't want to bring about the answer. I do. Eleanor Roosevelt said, pit race against race. Tell me, is this what you're seeing today? Pit race against race. Religion against religion, prejudice against prejudice, divide and conquer. She said, we must not let that happen here. Did you hear what she said? I want to tell you again something that I said on one of the shows just last week. Jesus didn't come to save the skin. He came to save the soul. And when you read Acts 17:26, it says that all nations are one blood. In other words, friends, every one of us across the boards on this planet, we're in this together. And yes, we are our brother's keeper. Okay? We're either going to love each other and do unto them as we'd want them to do unto us, or else we're just going to divide and we're going to be a part of the problem. See, the media, corrupt politicians, modern revisionists, indoctrinated teachers and professors to intentionally or unintentionally, inadvertently or advertently, relentlessly try to divide America so that they can assume all power over the people. Read Mark 3:25. Jesus said, how can a house stand if it be divided? I continuously unite the people together with the Word of God in the Constitution because there is no other way. See, it would be wise on the behalf of the American people to pull the curtain back on what the United States Constitution says and what it is that the founding documents have within their pages. Again, let me go back to this. For example, look at the over 100 different party affiliations. There's the Constitution Party, the Socialist Party, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Independent Party, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the Progressive Party. Now there's a Muslim caucus. Friends, believe it or not. And if you haven't caught on to this one, this is a new one too. There's now even a legal marijuana party. This is how far the American people have operated outside of the scope that has been entrusted to them. I mean, just think about that. all these different parties, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, folks, if to suggest that anyone that would like to recreate our Constitution by tearing it down and reinventing it or redefining our American form of government can do so at will, folks, this is absolutely ridiculous. So the question is, I'm going to lay to your candor, why is there so much division? Because people don't listen to the manual found in the Word of God, the doctrine, the substance, the content, or the Constitution of the United States. And, of course, what I'm doing right now is in 1 Corinthians 2:14, where Jesus said the natural man receives the things not of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. I'm going in parable, metaphorically, going from the natural to the spiritual. Now, listen to this. We are a constitutional republic, as I just highlighted. We are a country ruled by law, not by the opinions of men and their distorted interpretations, friends. Again, read Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. If you remember right, that John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, warned of this type of division as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. For the millionth time, listen to what he said. Take it in simplicity, receive the light, and understand it. There's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. It's exactly what we're seeing today. And it's exactly what the Colossus of Independence, not only an architect of the Declaration of Independence, but also the second president of the United States of America, he stated, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." But during the break, friends, guess what they're going to be talking about? The little charade in the circus of politics, one clown poised another against another clown, acting as if they're arch enemies when behind closed doors, guess what, America? They win and you lose, and you still haven't figured out the game that you're the pawn on their board with yet. He said, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under Constitution." Just think about this. If everybody was to follow what he just said right there, there would be no Sean Hannity. There would be no Rush Limbaugh. There would be no Mark Levin. There would be no Ben Shapiro. Friends, there would be no Rush Limbaugh. They wouldn't have a job. See, their job is controlled opposition and continuously playing the gossip as to what's being thrown to them from the table of the clowns in the circus of politics. As you know, friends, the politicians and the CIA controlled hand in hand, working against the American people, undermining them at every given step by playing out the narrative and creating the political language that's devised to make the people believe that it's actually real when it runs counter to who we are as a people. Friends, I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Maryville, Tennessee. We'll be right back after this break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence announcing the U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Also, Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities in the region.
The Trump administration is going to host next year's G7 meetings at President Trump's Doral Resort in Miami. Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney walks us through the process in choosing the location.
We sat around one night, we were back in the dining room, and going over it with a couple of our Vance team, we had the list, and he goes, what about Doral? And I was like, That's not the craziest idea. It makes perfect sense. We're all familiar with it. So it's not like he said, oh, buddy, this is what Doral is. I have to explain it. He said, no, what about Doral? Like, you know what? That's not the craziest idea we ever heard. We sit down and went, go look at it.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about unifying the people under God will expose and drive out the enemies within. And we're dispelling the confusion that people have in this country today. If we would follow the rule of law in the natural, that we are a constitutional republic, we would not have different party affiliations. If we would follow the dictates of the word, found in doctrine, to follow Christ and Him alone, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6, or Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Then guess what, friends? We wouldn't have all of these denominations. But until people want to stick to the plan and what is written, nothing's going to change. Do you remember what President James Buchanan said concerning stability and from where it comes? The president said there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. That's exactly right. James Wilson, the United States founding father, signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, and the original justice of the United States Supreme Court, appointed by none other than George Washington, said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law, which is divine, and that alone. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. And I've said this too as well, friends. Science is the study of creation. Isn't it interesting that today, friends, we see scientists discover God's creation and then they try to take the praise unto themselves as if they are the ones that actually created and discovered what has been discovered? As they reject the God that created everything? This is ridiculous. Now, let me cross over into the church. It's interesting to note that hundreds of denominations, thousands of denominations, just in the American church today alone. See, you have the Lutherans, You have the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Anglicans, the Episcopalians, the Methodists, the United States, or the United Church of Christ. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. You know, the heathen are looking at the church like, wait a second, if they're all following Jesus, then why is there so much division? Well, I'm here to tell you that we are to follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and are to keep his commandments, John 14:21, and we are to throw off the commandments of men, which make the Lord's commandments void. Read Matthew 7:13. There it is. There's the answer. It's that simple. Folks, if I want to get to point A, starting at point A, and I want to get to point B, let's say it's from Minnesota to Florida, I keep my eye fixed on the map. And so it is with the Word of God concerning this walk as we are sojourners on this earth. We stick to the scroll. We stick to the doctrine. We stick to the map so we can get from point A to point B. And so it is in the natural, and so it is in the spiritual. If it wasn't worth an exposition, then Jesus wouldn't have had to come and raise up a Paul to write two-thirds of the New Testament and others. I mean, that's all we have to do is think for a moment. So again, why so much division? Why do we have so much division in politics? Because people refuse to obey God, and they refuse to obey what our forefathers established in the U.S. Constitution. Now, going back to the church, friends, the church concerning politics is doing the same things when it comes to all the denominations as the government is with all the different parties and its affiliations. Because all these denominations are man's different interpretations of what God clearly says. Exodus 20. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. When you look in natural law, judges are to discover and apply written law. They are to sit during good behavior. Article 3, Section 1. If they go outside of their scope of authority and they begin to play the activist or they begin to legislate outside of God's written word, they are simply to be the referee concerning the written laws, friends. They're not called to create or, again, to play the activist during a game, okay? That's what judges are sitting for, okay? That's why they have Moses over the top of their head. What happens when they go outside of their scope of authority and they say, you know what, I don't think people can pray anymore. I think we're going to take down the Ten Commandments. I think what we're going to do is we're going to tell men they can marry men now and women can marry women now. Well, they've gone outside of their scope of authority. What happens is fallen men adheres to the misconstrued and perverted meaning of common sense when it comes to what God has said and what he hasn't said. And the minute we depart from God's moral law, guess what? We're going to be partakers of the miseries that Noah Webster, the writer and creator and the author of the dictionary, Webster's 1828, warned us of. It's just that simple. It really is. There's nothing difficult about what I'm saying here at all. Nothing at all. Folks, if the church wants to remove the cross, 1 Corinthians 1:18, and create a Jesus that looks just like them, rather than conforming to Jesus as he is and now, and how that he, how they want to make him out to be, 1 John 2:6, well, you're going to fall into the wayside. You're going to be in trouble. And that's the wide way. That's the broad way. That's the easy way. But it leads to destruction, okay? I have one answer to both of these issues found in Colossians 2:8. We have one God in whom we serve through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and one constitution in which we follow. Our job is to conform ourselves to both the law of God and his word and to the one constitution which was established in our nation to make us and to keep us free. To keep us free. Are we losing our freedoms? Yep. Why? Because you've left off your God. Is your nation turned into hell? Yep. Why? Because you've left off your God. Psalm 9:16 and 17. Are you in trouble today? Why are you in trouble today? Ephesians 4:14 tells us again that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. I'm going back and forth from the natural to the spiritual to the natural. Did you know that over 400 graduates from law school were asked, where is it that law comes from? After they graduated law school in the United States of America, they were asked, where does law, where is it derived from? Did you know over 400 brand new attorneys that just graduated from law school could not give the answer? Not a one of them. They didn't know that law is extracted and given unto us by our Creator to keep us free. Not a one. So, we deserve what we get. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. If we don't want to do it the hard way, then we're going to get the results that we have today. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, in so many words, and remain free, it expects what never was and never will be. America, you're losing your freedoms because you refuse to do your own due diligence and stick to the written word. What has happened is man has created to his own demise, read Psalm 5, verse 10, something called deconstructionism. I love this because it explains a lot. Deconstructionism is a philosophical and critical movement that started back in the, listen again, the free love era, friends. It's not love at all. It's hate. The free love era that started in the 1960s that questions all traditional assumptions about the ability of language to represent reality and emphasizes that a text has no stable reference or identification because words essentially only refer to other words, and therefore a reader must approach a text by eliminating any metaphysical assumptions through an inactive or an active role of defining meaning, sometimes by reliance on new words and other word plays. Folks, do you know how many new words are being added to the new dictionaries today? And the original words are completely being revised and watered down to mean the opposite of what our forefathers established them to be through their very definitions. Did you know that? Here, let me explain deconstructionism at a church Bible study today, if you even have them anymore. Everybody sits around in a corner, in a circle, and everybody's got their Bibles open, and someone begins to talk about a certain scripture. And what they do is they go around the circle and they say, well, what does that scripture mean to you? What are they doing? They're pulling away, they're gutting the pith in the marrow of what the Spirit gave through the Word. And I'll tell you where this happens more than it doesn't. Wherever the cross is found in the context. For God so loved the world that he gave, there's the cross, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's the cross every single time. Hereby perceive we the love of God that he laid down his life for us. Here's the cross. Now we lay down our lives for our brethren. Guess what they do? Well, I think this is what it means. You know, the prosperity movement talks about the cross in such a fashion that people need to give up more of their money. That's their cross. Instead of following the Christ where Jesus said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Or what about when Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Well, to them, their deconstructionism, their interpretation is not taking away from their idol God. No, it's adding to their idol God. God wants the best for me. He wants me to have riches. He wants me to have my heart's desires fulfilled, when in fact their heart's desires being fulfilled is the very things that separate them between them and their God. God is not going to bless you with something that's going to take you away from him or you from him. But this is how they deconstruct the word. What they do is they knock God down to their level. They knock God down to their image. And they say, I think this is what it means to me. They're like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, liking what they don't like and spitting out the rest of it. And how many times do they deconstruct, friends, concerning the word of God, wherever the cross is found without fail, over and over and over again? We need to get back to what the Word of God says. We need to get back to what the Constitution says. We need to be straightened out, friends. And that's really what it comes down to. We need to be straightened out by the grace of God. See, friends, the law comes in, shows me how crooked I am, and then the Holy Ghost comes in with grace, and he straightens me out. I'm going to get to that on the other side. Final segment, broadcasting live out of Maryville, Tennessee, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Jan of the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we have Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Maryville, Tennessee. We're going to be doing an event tonight for 3 hours and then tomorrow as well. And Saturday, back home to Minneapolis area, 20 hours worth of driving to get back home. And then a couple days later, we'll be out in Montana doing what we do, or seeking and saving that which is lost. What we're talking about today is unifying the people under God will expose and drive out the enemies within. Simple as that. You hear this in political talk on a 24/7 basis, but let's go into the church again, where you may go to a Bible study and hear some biblical illiterates ask, what's your interpretation of that scripture? I was just highlighting this during the last segment. Keep in mind, friends, there's a difference between those that are born of the Spirit and those that are born of the flesh. John 3:6, 2 Corinthians 3:4-6, Galatians 4:29. Those that are just immature and uneducated in the things of the Lord, Peter wrote, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they are unlearned and unstable, rest, they perverted, as they always do the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. The problem with men is the cross. And I want to say this to you. Either bear the cross or know what you're going to expect. There's a reason Jesus highlighted hell over 54 times, which, by the way, is the consequence of you repenting, which is the consequence of unrepented sin before a just and a holy God. Okay? I'm not a hellfire preacher because it's not scriptural. 1-866-582-9933. Read Luke 11:12-4 when you get a moment. Luke 12:4. Read it when you get a moment. That will put it into perspective, as well as Acts 20:21. But I want you to think about this, friends. We hear this all the time. Deconstructionism. Make the distinction between the Holy Ghost, those that are born of the Spirit, and those that are born of the flesh. It's almost as if to suggest that the Holy Ghost has not given us a clear interpretation, but I'm here to tell you he is. Let me say it this way. The bottom line is this. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. R.W. Barber, 1900, he said that. Different gospel. Different times, friends. This also explains the watering down, the revision, and the redefinition of words as the softening down of the countenance of the character of our founding forefathers and of the scriptural Christ and his disciples. I mean, first, you were to put any one of our forefathers up to any of the modern-day politicians, you would see the sharp contrast in their character. Listen carefully. Put this up in contrast to any politician today. This is Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. This is what he said. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Now we have these little effeminate, spineless men in America saying, oh, you know what, we need more gun control. Falling right hook, line, and sinker, drinking the Kool-Aid as the communists continuously mix it up and pour it out. How contrast, friends, going from the natural to the spiritual to the natural. And instead of betraying their own people, they were fighting to empower them, our forefathers were, to give them a future and a hope. Read Jeremiah 29:11-13. As a matter of fact, historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpits. Okay? I'm bringing about a mix, aren't I? The preachers of the founding era were feared by the tyrant King George across the pond as he named them the Black Robe Regiments, which they wore as a badge of honor. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong and unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. Hey, folks, let's get out of our minds with the modern hirelings concerning the picture that they have painted on the canvas of your minds concerning the character of who Jesus Christ is. I said is, not was, is. The Bible describes him as a lion of the tribe of Judah, but you have in your mind, painted by the hirelings of the day, John 10:12, as Jesus walking around with pink little booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, I speak as a man, telling the world everything's okay when the opposite is true. The Bible says that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. The Bible calls him a man of war. The Bible calls him the captain of our salvation. Who's mocking the Christ every step of the way? The hirelings. Those that have not been born of the Spirit to know the difference. And when you put that up to what our forefathers were and who we ought to be concerning their posterity and honor to what they sacrificed to give us, I'll tell you what, so many in this country have shamed their honor, or at least have attempted to. You know, Leonard Ravenhill said, the early church was married to poverty, prison, and persecutions. Today the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. This is crazy. When the Lord asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? They said, some say that you're John the Baptist. Some say that you're Elijah. Remember Elijah on top of Mount Carmel confronting the false prophets along with Ahab and Jezebel? Man, people were saying that Jesus was Elijah. Others said Jeremiah. Really? Or one of the prophets, read Matthew 16:14. This is how his disciples responded to the question, who do men say that I am? We need to put who he is in perspective, friends. Again, he is taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Excuse me, Matthew 7:29. You know, John Wesley, the great field preacher, said, When he preached 90% law and 10% grace. What do you hear today? A grace of God that's used for an occasion for the flesh with no law, which drives men to the Christ. Galatians 3:24. Put it up to Scripture, folks. Put it up to the example that Jesus gave us time and time and time again. Read Matthew 10, starting in verse 17 when you get a moment. You know, when you take that to the modern day watering down of who people are, I want you to listen to this. You know, speaking of John Wesley again, he was kicked out of the church for confronting the heretical teachings of the day, which God used to push him to the masses. Read John 16:2. It was said that after John Wesley's death, listen carefully, the painted pictures of him were too rough in countenance. So instead of painting John Wesley for who he was and what he looked like, they simply accommodated the self-professed religious hypocrites of the day by painting an effeminate and softened down version of John Wesley, which you see today. Hey, folks, when you go online and you look to a painting or a picture of Jesus, isn't it interesting how they have effeminized the look of Jesus Christ, which is the furthest thing from the truth? Folks, he was a carpenter. You're not a little weakling, a little passive weakling, trying to appease all of his enemies. He wasn't walking around fraternizing with the enemy of the soul. No, folks, he was walking in authority. Let me give you another one. To further prove the point of the softening down of men who spoke the truth and were real leaders, let's turn to hip-hop artist Chuck D, who said of Martin Luther King Jr., he said, I don't like the fact that when people look at Dr. King in the millennium, there's a year-by-year softening down of his image like he wasn't radical. You had to have a radical view point just to be able to stand in the face of oppression and take it to a physical level if need be. Just think about that. Friends, we have to get back to the Word. We have to get back to the Constitution. And we have to take on the Holy Ghost and play the men that we're called and commanded to be in Christ. Martin Luther King Jr. said this in ending. He said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. He said, was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? When he said, this nation cannot survive half slave and half free? Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist when he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal? So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists will we be? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? Read Matthew 13:15, because I say this to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. We must continue in endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, because, friends, there is one body, there's one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Take the time and cross-check everything I've shared with you today. Ephesians 4:3-6. And never let us be guilty of sacrificing any portion of truth that will unite us on the altar of a false peace, which will at length divide us. Friends, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. If you'd like to donate at any time to support the ministry to keep us out here, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and sign up on membership and become a son or a daughter of liberty today. Love you. 1 John 3:18.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.